It was a good year for jazz at the movies. La La Land, a modern-day love story in the style of jazz-age musicals, has a heap of Oscar nominations. Elsewhere, in a much quieter affair, the documentary film I Called Him Morgan, based on the autobiographical story of jazz trumpeter Lee Morgan, will open theatrically next month. Both of these films caught our eye because of the contrast. Now, to talk more about it, I'm joined by bassist Christian McBride, host of NPR's Jazz Night in America. Welcome back, Christian.
How you doing, Audie?
Pretty good. So I want to start with I Called Him Morgan. This is a film by Casper Colin. It played at a few festivals in 2016, and it's about Lee Morgan, who was shot by his wife in 1972.
I was destroyed, man. And then, you know, I was curious about what happened to Helen. And then I heard that the police had arrested her and taken her to jail. And, you know, I never saw her again.
Christian, had you heard of the story of Lee Morgan before this?
Absolutely. Lee Morgan not only was one of the greatest trumpet players in the history of jazz, but he was also a Philadelphian. So if you're a jazz musician from Philadelphia, Lee Morgan is one of the first names that you hear. And I think when something like a crime of passion is involved, that story is always going to be told. I heard about it probably as early as 8 or 9 years old before I even really knew much about jazz. But the documentary is very thorough. You get to hear stories about Lee Morgan directly from the men and women who were there, who knew him, and it's a very moving documentary.
Right. It's this portrayal of this relationship and this kind of like slow build towards tragedy, essentially. Just to give people a sense of his work, I want to play a clip of him from a performance on an album, Live at the Lighthouse. This track is called Absolutions.
Mm-hmm. That's one of Lee Morgan's greatest releases. And the song was written by Jimmy Merritt, the bassist, who's also from Philly and who's also in the documentary. In fact, it's very moving. He never came to New York ever again after Lee Morgan was murdered in 72. So what we're hearing on this song is sort of Lee Morgan's last days. This album was recorded in 1970, and Lee Morgan artistically had progressed from being simply a post-Dizzy Gillespie, post-Clifford Brown trumpeter to really being on the cusp of some very progressive music. He was really about to get to something big.
You know, this brings me to the movie La La Land, because that has been talked about so much in the context of its music. This is a story of a couple that falls in love. He's a jazz pianist. She's an aspiring actress. And I want to play a little bit from the Oscar-nominated original song, City of Stars. This is with music by Justin Hurwitz.
Who knows? I felt it from the first embrace I shared with you.
So that's Emma Stone singing there along with Ryan Gosling. Now, Christian, I want to put to you the criticisms I've heard of this movie, which is that, number one, it's got too simple an idea of what jazz is, almost like a trapped in amber ideal of the music.
Well, you know, after I saw this movie, my first thought was, who would focus on how jazz is portrayed in this film? To me, the story of jazz, quote unquote, is not as important as the story of these two young people trying to pursue their dream.
So you're fine with it being a backdrop?
It is a backdrop. You know, I don't think anybody is going to see this movie and their first, second, or third thought is jazz. You know, to me, this is a love story.
But I think at a certain part of the film, there is this discussion because the Ryan Gosling character, he kind of considers himself this evangelist for the music and like teaching her to love it and complaining about people not listening to it anymore. And at one point, he joins a band led by John Legend, who's doing something a little more, let's say, complicated. Here's some music from that.
Well, a little more commercial, shall we say.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's some swinging jazz there, baby. Very Count Basie-ish.
Okay, so I can tell you, I'm not an expert, but I remember sitting there and thinking, this is nothing like what young up-and-coming jazz artists are doing at all, who are getting commercial success.
Well, I don't think that that scene was really made to depict what's kind of happening now. I think what that really describes, or what it's trying to give an example of, is here's this young, as you say, an evangelist for traditional jazz. He needs a gig, you know. So then John Legend, you know, offers him a gig. He said, look, it's not straight-ahead jazz, but hey, you need a gig. And so at some point he decides, yeah, you're right. I do need to work. I do need to pay my bills. And musicians are confronted with that all the time. So I think that's sort of what that part of the movie depicts.
Finally, the unspoken thing, I think, has been about where you have movies about jazz and there are not people of color at the forefront of it.
I mean, I was thinking of some of the movies of the past that have sort of been jazz-based. I think of like Cabin in the Sky or Stormy Weather or Carmen Jones or Miles Ahead. I'm not sure I focus too much on the race thing as much as I concentrate on the jazz musician is always despondent. The jazz musician is always the underdog. Like, take another movie like The Man with the Golden Arm, where Frank Sinatra plays a heroin-addicted drummer. And I'm thinking, wow, okay, it doesn't matter if you're black or white. Even if you just have to be a jazz musician and they're going to put you on something, heroin, cocaine, you know, something.
I mean, there is that issue in the history, right? But I wonder if it has to do with the broader stereotype of the mad creative genius.
The thing is, like, there's so many mad creative geniuses who've never gone through that. Maybe one day someone will make a movie about Wayne Shorter. You know, he's one of the greatest mad creative geniuses ever, and he never went through that. So that would be a nice, victorious, wonderful, interesting story to see.
All right. Well, Christian, I hope Hollywood is listening.
There you go. Hear me, Hollywood? Call Wayne up. He's right there.
Christian McBride, jazz bassist and composer. He's also the host of NPR's Jazz Night in America. Thank you so much.
It's always a pleasure to talk with you, Artie.